Good day, everyone. We hope that you are well and that you've enjoyed a little bit more freedom as we've moved down into lockdown level 2. Now, throughout this entire lockdown, we have become aware that people are really struggling with many things throughout this time. And so we firmly believe that today's message will give many people all the hope that they need to keep navigating through the storm that we're currently in. And so please, would you turn with me today in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. And as we read this together, I would like to encourage you to keep your Bibles open, as I'm going to refer back to the text quite often. Matthew 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body and what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Yet, if this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow would worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are very grateful for your word today. We ask that you would speak to us in a powerful way and enable us to apply this teaching out of your word to our everyday lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever had a sports niggle from an old injury that just won't go away? Or a cough or scratchy throat, a headache that just bothers you all the time? And then one day, that niggle or pain forces you to realize that you need professional help. For some of us, we even struggled to make that appointment. And on the day, a friend or family member had to encourage us to get in the car and go with us to the consulting rooms. As we arrived, we were extremely nervous. And then the professional started asking us many questions and even sent us for tests. And as the results came back and they were able to make their diagnosis, they called us with the news. Hopefully for most of us, the professional started off with some good news that there's a cure or a solution to the problem. But then I think for most of us, the bad news is there too, where the professional shares with us why this has happened and then hopefully marries the two together with a potential solution. From this, there are a few things I would like to draw our attention to. Firstly, we must acknowledge that the pain is there. You can't keep ignoring the niggle, especially if the pain is unbearable. As we acknowledge that pain, we have to reach out and ask for help, and then we need to go and find it. Now, the first thing that I would like to draw our attention to from our text today is that God knows that we struggle with this. He knows that we worry about the pain, aches and pains of this life, and that often that worry grows into deep anxiety that disempowers us to live our lives to the full. In fact, Christ knows this, and that's why he addresses worry in this passage on four occasions. And what's interesting is when we look at the word translated for worry, it can also be translated into the word for anxious. And so whenever we read this passage, we can easily swap the two around. The phrase "do not worry" for "do not be anxious." And that's going to be our focus today. As mentioned earlier, we have become so aware that throughout this lockdown and the effect that it's had on our lives, people are really struggling with anxiety. They're worried about the future, and rightfully so. Things are extremely difficult at the moment. And so today it's our hope that God would speak to us like never before through his word and give us the courage to navigate these waters. Now, in our modern day culture, anxiety or worry over finances and housing and food and clothing can be pretty normal, but that could easily be intensified quite quickly. And so we'd argue that in the times that we're living right now, the anxiety levels are right up there. People are extremely worried. And regardless of how long you've been a Christian, I think most of us would agree these are extremely tough times. And many of us are worried and anxious. Even though we know that God's warned us that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I've overcome the world. God knows that even though we are fully aware of that promise, he knows that anxiety and worry is a battle that many of us face every single day. He knows that at times in our lives, we are going to wake up in the middle of the night with irrational anxiety. He knows that there will be wars and rumors of wars that fuel our anxiety even more. He knows that he's sending us into a world like lambs amongst the wolves. And even though we might face all of this or even worse, Christ longs for us to live with peace and to enjoy this life and to live it to its fullness without anxiety. And so when God addresses anxiety in our text today, he wants to make one thing clear. That there is something that drives our concern for our everyday needs, for the food and the drink and the clothes, everyday needs. There is something that drives the concern from good stewardship to overwhelming anxiety, where we feel completely overwhelmed by the storm that we're in, to the extent where we come to the feet of Jesus, just like the Father did in Mark chapter 9. Do you remember that story? Where his son has been demon-possessed for a very long time. His son has been ill and struggling with life. His son has been in pain spiritually for a long time. And he is clearly concerned for his son. He's clearly worried about his son's well-being. And then he does what all of us need to do when we're in pain. We need to acknowledge it. And then we need to go and find help. And so that's exactly what he does. He gets up out of concern for his son and knowing that he cannot do anything about it. And he takes his son to the feet of Jesus. And just like we would when we're in pain or we see somebody else in pain. But friends, when our healthy concern grows to anxiety, we become disempowered to experience life in all its fullness. We lose sight of the true power of God. And in so doing, we find ourselves uttering the same words as this boy's father did. When he walks up to Jesus, he says, "Jesus, I believe that you can heal my son, but help me overcome my unbelief. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you've overcome the world. I believe that you've overcome COVID-19. You've overcome all the financial pressures that we're under. You've overcome death itself. I believe all of that. But right now, in the storm that I'm facing, please help me overcome my unbelief." You see, Jesus told his disciples not to be anxious about the food that they need to eat or whatever they're going to drink, about their bodies and what they will wear. But then in verse 30, he reveals the drive, the fuel behind that anxiety for them and for us. He reveals to us that it's our unbelief. He uses the words like this in verse 30, "O you of little faith." By this, Jesus declares that our anxiety is driven by having little faith in the promises and power of God. You know, friends, I know that this is hard to hear, and that's why Jesus was so gentle with them. He is so gentle because he knows that this really shakes us up on the inside, because it's taking on our faith when he refers to us as, "Oh, you of little faith." But just like any diagnosis by a doctor, when we are told that there is something wrong, and therefore we need to do this or that to fix it, these words of Jesus aren't easy to hear at all. But just like with a doctor, there's good news. And because Jesus is the greatest physician that you and I would ever meet, his good news is truly good. In today's reading, Jesus gives us a few promises designed to help us fight the good fight against the unbelief that drives our anxiety levels right up there over the things of this world. The first promise is this: you are incredibly valuable to God. And so if you're incredibly valuable to God, then why do you and I become anxious about what we're going to eat or drink, or where we're going to live, or what clothes we're going to wear? Why do we become anxious about what we're facing right now as a world? Maybe it's because we become anxious about these things because without them, we would die. Without food or something to drink, we would die. Without something warm to wear in the chilly winters, even here in Durban, we would eventually get sick and possibly die. See, friends, there's a natural drive in us to want to live this life and live it well. But when we are absorbed by anxiety over these things, when these things become the focus of our lives, as we've just heard Janine share in the children's address, it shows that we have lost sight of our true value in the eyes of God. We've lost sight of our purpose here on earth. And so when we do become overwhelmed by anxiety over the things that we're facing, oh friends, let us hear these words of God today in verse 26, where it states, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are?" Oh, friends, if God is willing to feed such gospel insignificant things and creatures like birds who cannot do anything to bring their food into being, as you and I can by working or indirectly farming, then surely God will provide us with all that we need in order to live, because we are worth so much more than birds. You see, unlike birds, you and I have the amazing capacity to glorify God in all that we say and do. We have the capacity to tell others about his Son, Jesus Christ, and the promise of eternal life available to all who believe. You and I have the ability to be loved by God and to love in return. The birds can't do that. The birds can't preach the gospel, but we can. And therefore, we have infinitely more value than they do. So when the pressures of life overwhelm us, and we notice that our anxiety levels are on the rise, let us go back to scriptures like these that declare our value in God's eyes. Let us be reminded by God that we have an eternal purpose, and therefore God will give us everything we need in order to fulfill that purpose here on earth all the way into eternity. You and I have an eternal purpose and value, unlike the birds. But then, when those words are not enough, you and I can follow the example of this father in Mark chapter 9. And we can cry out to the Lord, yes, Lord, I believe that I've got eternal value. I believe that you will look after me and provide all my needs. But Lord, help me with my unbelief. And one of the ways that God helps us with our unbelief and to overcome it is God reminds us in this text about our limitations. In verse 27, it states, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Just like the father realized that he couldn't do anything to help his son, just like he realized that his son's healing was beyond his control, so you and I need to realize that there are some things in this world that are completely out of our control. And when we become overwhelmed by these things, we must remind ourselves with scripture, just like this, that we cannot add a single hour to our lives. We cannot solve every problem. We cannot heal every disease. We cannot feed everybody. But God can, and God does. Verse 28 to 30, he declares it like this. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today alive and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You see, even when we compare ourselves to the flowers of the field, we have much higher value and priority for God, because we will live forever. And in so doing, we have the ability to glorify his name forever. Therefore, verse 31, don't be anxious about what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or what you shall wear. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. He declares this for us in Philippians 4:19, and God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory. And so, friends, when we are anxious about a new business venture or a meeting, let us battle our unbelief with the promises of God. We're in Isaiah 41, it states, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. When we are anxious about our lives being useless and empty, we fight our unbelief with the promise of God that states in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it will not come back to me empty, but accomplish that which I purpose, and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Friends, when we are anxious about being too weak to do what we are called to do, and we battle our unbelief then with the promises of Christ, which states, my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. And as your days, so shall your strength be. When we are anxious about decisions we need to make about the future, we battle that unbelief with verses like this. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. When we are anxious about facing a very difficult conversation, we battle our unbelief with the promise If God is for us, who can be against us? What can man, what can this world do to me? When we are anxious about being sick, anxious about COVID-19, we battle that unbelief with the promise of God that states, tribulation works patience, patience approvetheness, and approvetheness hope, and hope does not make us ashamed. When we're anxious about getting old, we battle our unbelief with the promise, even to your old age, I am he, and to your gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made you. I will bear. I will carry and will save. Isaiah 46. When we're anxious about dying, we battle that unbelief with the promise that states, none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord, so whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose again, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and the living. And then when we are anxious that we may shipwreck our faith somehow and fall away from God, we battle that unbelief with the promise that states, he who began the good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. He is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. The concluding question is this, friends. Will we believe in these promises and cast all our anxieties on him who cares for us deeply? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are fully aware of the incredible anxiety that so many of us are facing right now, the worries that seem to overwhelm us in this world. We ask for your courage and for your strength like never before. Remind us day in and day out about promises like these and all the other promises that you have left for us in your word. And Lord, when we forget about those promises, help us with our unbelief. In our weakness, be our strength. In our brokenness and our worry, be our rock and our salvation. Jesus' name we pray.